Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I am super excited about this item because we have been selling a silicone foam lanyard that goes around your neck that you can use with IRA and services like that. We've been selling one of those for many, many years, but it's time to kind of move on, maybe something different. Now, we will continue to sell those silicone foam lanyards. So if that is your thing, then no problem. We will still have them on the website for sale. But I'm really excited about this one because this, to me, checks a lot of the boxes that you want in a foam lanyard. And it's got a lot of different great form and functionality. Now, there is a foam lanyard product going around the market in the visually impaired community right now that people are pretty high on, and it's called the Slinger. Now, I have to tell you, I finally got a hold of one of those the other day and got it in my hands, and I'm just going to be honest with you guys because I keep it real with you, or I try to at least. My personal opinion, I did not care for it at all. Now, you guys, some people out there listening to this might love it, and that's great. If you like it, I love it, and so on. But me personally, it's nothing that I would want to use, and I personally do use IRA. This that I'm selling, and it's not just because I'm selling it, but this is something more that I would personally want to use. Now, a couple things about the Slinger that I wasn't crazy about. Number one, it felt really cheap to me. The plastic mechanism felt really cheap. The ratcheting mechanism that retracts and detracts it and stuff, or retracts and extracts it, I guess is the opposite. It just felt like over time that might give way. And then you have this big plastic box that you have to stick to the back of your phone with adhesive. And I mean, just not really that practical for me personally. But I do really like this one. And this is, let me see if I can describe it for you guys, because it's going to be a little bit challenging to describe it for you, but I'll do my best. So if you took a long piece of nylon rope, okay, something about maybe a quarter inch, eighth of an inch, quarter inch in diameter nylon rope. You took one long piece and you made it into a loop, and where the two ends would crisscross each other at the back of the loop, that would be the part that would go behind your neck. And at that spot where those two end pieces meet each other, one going left and one going right to make the loop, there is a metal slide piece right there in the middle. And by sliding, by taking and pulling on each side, you can actually raise or lower this loop on your chest. Okay. So it's got one end of the loop going through the metal slide piece going one way. It's got another end, the other end of the metal of the loop going through the metal piece going the other way. And you've got this little slide piece that friction holds the cords, the nylon rope from moving. So the metal piece is smaller than the nylon rope. So when you pull one piece of the nylon rope through one side of the metal slide piece, it stays. It doesn't pull back. It doesn't just slide right through. Same with the other end. You pull it through and it stays. It doesn't slide back through. And then on the end of each one of these end pieces, so on the very end of the end of each one of the nylon rope, you have a metal piece. So if for some reason it got pulled all the way over to the metal slide piece, if you didn't have that metal piece on there to stop it, the rope would pull right through and it would just come undone. But because the metal piece is attached to each one of the ends, if you pull and it goes over to that metal slide piece, it stops right there. So those metal ends keep it from pulling right through. So that way it's never going to unloop itself. Now, picture the bottom of the loop is where there is a metal ring that goes through it and hangs on the bottom part of the loop. And on that metal ring is a clip, a spring clip, a spring-loaded clip. And that spring-loaded clip will clip onto another thing here in just a second when I get to that. There is also another metal slide piece down toward the bottom where that metal, where that, the bottom of the loop where that metal ring is, okay? So you can slide that up and down to give you maybe a little more precision adjustment. That also will, if you slide it down and lock it onto the end of the metal ring, right above the metal ring, it will keep the metal ring from moving around the loop and so forth. So you can do with that what you will. But there is another metal slide piece down there. Now, this being what it is, you are able to adjust this all the way up. I can pull each end of this cord and it will raise this metal ring up all the way to my throat. So basically, it's exactly where I wear my necklace. I wear a necklace and well, cross necklace, and I can pull this up so it's lifted your phone. So say your phone is at the end of this where the spring clip is. I can lift it all the way up to where my necklace is, right around my throat. Or I can lower it all the way down where it comes about 6 inches below my belly button. So you can adjust this to go as high as you want or as low as you want within just seconds. There's no mechanism that you have to worry about, no ratcheting, plastic piece that could break down the line. It's just a simple slide friction adjustment, which is the best kind. You know, sometimes it's nice just to keep it simple. KISS, keep it simple, stupid, right? So that is the way that works. And we have these in black right now, and we will have these in the future in other colors. But right now, we do have them in black, and they are really quite nice. I mean, now, when you do pull the ends through and you raise up the bottom part of the loop where you want to get it, then you have these two ends that will be hanging over. Now, you can do a couple things with these. You can let them hang on your chest. No big deal, you know. Or you can put them right down the back of your shirt and just let them hang in the back of your shirt out of the way. And that's fine too. And that's what we recommend on our silicone lanyard as well. So there's a couple different things you can do with those to kind of get them out of the way. I think I would probably myself, when I'm using this, I would just put them right down the back of my shirt, easy peasy out of the way. And it just, you know, looks nice. And now I just have this one simple little loop hanging in front of me. Looks really nice. Now, this is not only a neck lanyard, which is really cool about this. You can also use it as a cross body phone holder. Okay. So if you, maybe you didn't care about using the iris service, you just want to carry your phone hands-free, but you don't want to put it around your neck, then what you could do is extend this to make the loop fairly large. Slide your right or your left arm through the loop, take the other part, pull over your head, and have it rest on your other shoulder, whatever the opposite shoulder of where this is hanging, the opposite shoulder of the arm that you put in. So if you put your right arm through the loop, then this would hang on your left shoulder going across your body. And if you put your left arm through the loop, this would hang on your right shoulder, for going across that way. And so this way, you could actually be walking around. You could have your phone just kind of hanging down to your side, kind of under your arm, out of your way. And then when you needed to use maybe Ira or Be My Eyes or something like that, it's very simple. Just pull your arm through it, make it a loop, and then just cinch it up from the back. Just so, just pull that, boom. And now I can hook my phone, or I can use my phone with Ira or Be My Eyes. It's that easy. And then when I want to go back, maybe I get somewhere and I don't want to use Ira at the point where I'm at. I want to put it back cross body. Just pull it through that slide, that metal slide piece in the back. Extend it back again. Slide your arm back through and boom. Now it's a cross body right out of the way under your arm. So it's very, very cool the way this works. Now the slinger definitely can't do that. The other thing that that's nice about this is if you do get somewhere, you don't want to use this anymore, you want to take your phone off of it, you can easily just put this, wrap this up, put it in your pocket, and just pull it out when you need it again. It fits in your pocket, fits in your purse very easily. It's just one long nylon cord with these metal slide pieces, so it doesn't take up much room at all. All right, let's talk about how you get your phone to work with this. Okay, so you're going to get, with each one of these lanyards, you're going to get a patch on the bottom. I mean, not on the bottom, but you're going to get a patch with it that will hang on the bottom part of that loop. Now, the patch has a loop attached to the patch. What I call it a patch is it's about 2 inches wide from left to right, and it's about 1.25 inches tall, and as it goes down from the left to the right, it starts to go at a 45-degree angle, and when it gets to the bottom, it's about 1.25 inches wide. So it actually slims down. So it's kind of like a triangle with the very bottom corner or the top corner, however you're looking at it, or one of the corners of the triangle cut off. And then at the top, at the part that is about 2 inches across, that's where the loop hangs. Oh, right. So there's a few different ways you can put this on your phone. If you are somebody that doesn't mind the slinger, doesn't mind adhesively sticking something to your phone or your phone case, this has an adhesive back on it. So you will get a alcohol swab with this. You're going to wipe off the area that you want to apply this to. You're going to peel off the adhesive. You're going to put it on there. And then you just leave it on there. This is not meant to put on, take off, put on, take off. Because anytime you do that with adhesive, it's going to just get non-sticky over time, and it's not going to stick anymore. So you want to put this on someplace where you're going to leave it, where you're not going to try to pull it off and put it back on. You're just going to leave it and use it from now on. Now, there's a couple different things that I recommend. First of all, if you're somebody that doesn't mind having this stuck to the back of your phone or your case, then fine, just stick it on there and you'll be fine. But if maybe you have a nice case that you don't want to stick it to, what I would recommend is, you know, jump on Amazon or someplace and buy a really cheap phone case that fits your model phone. I know most phones out there, you can get a decent phone case that's no frills phone case, has, you know, corner and edge protection and back protection, you know, for $5 to $10. So grab you a cheap phone case, stick this on the back of the phone case, and then when you're getting ready to go out somewhere and use Ira, slap your phone into that cheap phone case with this patch stuck to the back of it. Take the spring clip, clip it on the loop, and use it while you're out and about. And then when you get home, just pop your phone out of the case, put it back in your nice case, and then keep the other case aside for when you're going to use Ira next. So that's one option you could do. That is not a bad option because, like I said, you can buy a phone case pretty cheap these days and actually a decent protection phone case. Like the one that I use for my main phone case, it was only like $20, and I use it for my main phone case and it's great. So I know you can find some for $5-$10 out there and that maybe you don't mind sticking something to. Now, if you're going to do that, I recommend getting one with a crystal clear acrylic back or some type of an acrylic back on it, because this patch is going to stick better to something like a flat, smooth acrylic plastic surface than it is trying to stick to something that's like silicone, because it probably won't even stick to silicone. So if you're going to get a cheap case, just look for one that maybe talks about being crystal clear, or maybe, you know, like clear black or something like that, where it has a plastic back. You can hear mine, plastic back where you can easily put the patch on and it will stick to it. That's what I would look for. All right. So the other way you could do this is you could actually take, and I have, the other thing the slinger doesn't do is I have an Apple MagSafe battery here. And I can actually lay this patch on the back of my phone case and snap this MagSafe battery onto the back of my phone, and it will still charge my phone even while covering up that patch. So the patch does not keep it from charging your phone or any of the MagSafe accessories from working. This patch is literally about the thickness of a piece of paper. That's it. And so you could possibly, if you wanted to, I'm not advocating it, but I've got my phone here. My phone has MagSafe. If your phone has MagSafe and you're using an Apple MagSafe battery, you could let the patch, oh, there my phone turned on. You could let the patch go in between the phone case and the Apple MagSafe battery, and then you could clip it to the lanyard that way. And turn this down. So, like I said, I'm not advocating that because there is a chance if you're out somewhere and your phone hits on something or the lanyard hits on something, it could pop that battery off your back of your phone, and then the lanyard will come off, and then your phone will drop and hit the concrete. So do that at your own doing. Like, we're not suggesting it. We're just saying that I've got my MagSafe battery on here, and it's pretty tight, and it's holding that patch on there pretty tight. So do that at your own risk. But I do more recommend getting a cheap case, putting the patch on there. Now, there's a couple other options here too. Take that MagSafe battery off. But the nice thing is this will allow your MagSafe accessories to work even if it's stuck to the back of your phone or your phone case. The Slinger will not do that. And I've heard from people that they're very frustrated because it is doesn't let you do that. And people don't want to keep having to pull it off, try to stick it back on, pull it off, stick it back on, because over time, it will quit sticking. But the other way you could do this, so stick it on actually with the adhesive, possibly if you want to try pinching it between your case and your MagSafe battery or something like that. But there's a couple better options here, I think. One is sticking it on there, but the other is, if you are not using Aira or Be My Eyes and you don't need them to see your phone or see out in front of you, portrait or landscape, you just want something to carry your phone hands-free and you're not really going to be using Aira or whatever, what you could do is, this is also what this is meant to do as well in certain, like if you don't want to use the adhesive, this is the way it's meant to be used the other way. You pop out your phone from your case. Now, you will have to have a case on your phone before this will work, but you pop your phone out of your case, take the patch, put it on the inside of the case. Don't adhesive sticker it to the inside of the case. Just put it on the inside of the case. Run the ring that's attached to the patch. Run the ring out to the bottom of your charging port. So where your phone charges, USB-C, Apple Lightning, whatever, run the ring outside of that, hold the patch in place or hold the ring outside of that while you put your phone back in the case. Once you put the phone back in the case and you're holding that ring outside of that, it's going to lock that patch in because the phone is squeezing the patch against the back of the case and the ring is coming out of the bottom of the charging hole. So now I could take and attach this to the lanyard, but it would be upside down. And like I said, if you're using this just to carry your phone hands-free, not for Aira or whatever, then this is perfectly fine. This would be great. You can just have this hanging upside down, run the spring clip through it here like so, and then your phone is hanging upside down, but it's not going anywhere because the patch is between your phone and the case, and it's coming out of the charging hole. So there's nowhere for this to pull out. It's locked in tight. You could have this hang on your chest this way. You could have it hang on your crossbody this way, whatever. And then when you need to use your phone, just grab it, lift it up, and you've got the ring coming out the bottom, no big deal. And now you can actually operate your phone just like this. Do whatever you want to do, lock it, and then put it, let it hang back down upside down. So that is a really cool way to do it. The other thing you could do is Oh, by the way, guys, when you're running this ring out your charging port, it doesn't interfere with your charging cable. So I've got mine running out my charging port right now. I'm going to grab my USB-C charging cable right here next to me and watch this. Let me grab the right cable. I'm grabbing every cable but. Okay, here's my USB charging cable. Plug it in. And, oops. Okay, let me turn this volume up so you can hear it. Charging. Charging. So unplug it. You hear it? Plug it in. And I'm charging. I'm charging it with the spring, with the spring clip on the loop and the loop coming out of the charging port. So this does not interfere by any means with being able to charge your phone. So it is very, very cool that it works like that. All right, now the final thing that you can do if you want, let me take the spring clip off this and pop this back out, is you could take the adhesive and whichever way you want to put it on the back of the case or your phone, you could. Now, if you put it where the loop of the patch is facing upwards, that could possibly interfere with the camera. Not, it doesn't look like it does to me, but it could possibly. So if you want, if you're doing this for Ira, what you could do is turn the patch sideways and have it where it hangs your phone in landscape mode. Now, Ira can see portrait, and they can see fine with landscape, but they cannot see upside down. So if you took the patch and stuck it on the back of your phone or your phone case where the loop is over to the side of the phone, then it can lay flat against your phone, out of the way of your camera, and so forth. And then when you need it, just flip the loop up, attach the spring clip, and now you can hang the phone landscape when you're out and about and when it's using Ira. So you can put the adhesive on any way you want. You could put it facing up, you could put it facing sideways, or you could put it facing down. It's your phone, it's your thing. But I'm just saying it might interfere possibly with the camera if you do the loop going up. If you're going to do it that way, you might want to put the patch a little bit more over to the side where it looks like it's maybe actually on the very edge of the camera. But the other way you could possibly do it is do it sideways for landscape, or you could even do the adhesive upside down. But if you're going to do it upside down, then I recommend just doing it out the charging port. That's really your best bet for upside down. But anyway, with Ira, I would do it sideways, or you could possibly do it facing up if you wanted to. If you wanted to keep it so it doesn't interfere with your MagSafe, then you would need to put the patch up closer to your camera lens area. But if that doesn't matter to you, then you could lower the patch down further on the case, and then you could have it facing up, and it wouldn't interfere. So you guys can play with it, see which one's best for you. But yeah, this will work with any phone, no matter where the camera is located. So because you can move this around and stuff, it doesn't matter if you have an Android or an iPhone and where the camera is located, you can put this wherever you want. And so I think that about goes over it, guys. I'm really excited about this lanyard. I know you guys are going to love it. It's very simple, very easy to use, but still very effective, and it's very practical. And if you don't want to stick this to the back of your phone, you don't have to. There's other options here. And then, like I said, consider possibly just getting a cheap case or something and maybe using that for your out and about case. And then now if it's a Defender, like an OtterBox Defender, I know that's going to be a big pain in the rear. So if you're somebody that uses a Defender, that's going to be a hassle to pull that off and put it back on again and pull it off and put it on again. So you might want to consider some of the other things that I went over. But yeah, guys, this is really nice, soft nylon. a nylon cord here, and it will raise and lower any length you want, any height you want. It's got the spring clip at the bottom. Comes with one of the adhesive patches that you can use adhesive or not. It comes with a alcohol wipe to wipe off the area before you use the adhesive if you decide you want to do that. It'll go out the charging port. It won't interfere with your charging. It's got the spring clip, so it's not going to come off that patch at all. And it's a, and I sat here and I pulled on the ring that's on the patch. I pulled on that and the patch just to try to see how sturdy it was. I could not get it to break. So if I could pull on it, not get it to break, then this is going to be fine holding your phone. And then, guys, the crossbody aspect of this is so neat that you can switch it over to crossbody very quickly. Just use it to carry your phone out of the way. And then when you need it for IRR BMIs or something, you can easily put it back right on your chest. It will go as high up as you want or as low. And I love this. And my opinion, it definitely is better than the Slinger. But hey, like I said, if you guys like that, that's your thing. And, you know, that's great. So that's what makes the world go round. Different options, different things. But yes, we do have these in black now. And I know that we will probably get different colors in the future. But really excited to get these in your hands. And they're brand new. And they will come in bulk packaging, whatever packages I can, you know, find to throw them in. But I know you guys are going to love them. Anyway, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.